Hello everyone, this is Roger T. Pipe of RogReviews.com. Welcome to our annual AVN Award podcast series. Over the next 12 to 15 podcasts, we're going to take an in-depth look at the nominees for the 2020 AVN Awards. We'll break down the categories, discuss the nominees, debate maybe who got snubbed, and even make a few predictions as to who might walk away with the hardware on January 25th of 2020. Before we get started, please remember that this is an interactive series and I love your feedback. If you have a question or a comment or anything you'd like to go into more depth on, please send me a comment any way you can. You can send me an email at roger@rogereviews.com. You can also find me at Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Or if you're listening to this on my site, thank you very much, or on YouTube, just put a comment in the comments below. Question I'll try and answer. If there's a comment, we'll see what we can do. And you know, if you have thoughts of your own, please send them over. Remember, it's your feedback that keeps this from just being some guy reading off a list of nominees. Sponsorships are available for this and all podcasts. It's $150 for this series and for the entire year of 2020. At the beginning and end of every podcast, I'll mention your company, site, favorite star, social media profile, your favorite cause, charity, whatever you'd like, for all the podcasts through the end of 2020. As always, half of the money the podcasts bring in for my site go to a walk for the cure for Alzheimer's in the name of my mother. Now, let's get on with the good stuff. Welcome back, everybody. We are on to episode 2. For those of you who missed episode 1, go back and listen to it for a little bit of background on who I am, what we're doing, and all of that good stuff about the 2020 AVN Awards. We're going to dive right into it. If you're following along, avnawards.com/nominees. We did all the best all-girl stuff in episode 1, so if that's your thing, go back and listen to that one. We're going to start with Best Anal. Best Anal Production, so individual title, individual movie, I guess, is what we used to say. Anal Day 7 from James Dean, Anal Experts from Evil Angel, Anal Fuck Dolls from Darko, Anal Nymphos, Anal Legends from Manuel Ferrara, Jules Jordan, Anal Savages 4 from Jules Jordan, Awesome Anal Stretching from Vogue Pulse, DP Me 9 from Hard X, First Anal 8 from Tushy, First Class Anal 2 from Evil Angel, Interracial and Anal 5 from Blacked. Actually just finished reviewing Interracial and Anal 5 from Blacked. The Tory Black scene at the beginning of that movie is about as close to perfection as a porn scene gets. Tory Black is just amazingly beautiful, and that was a fantastic scene in a really good movie. Lana Rhodes has a great scene in that one as well. Alicia Fox has a really nice outdoor scene too. Really nice collection there. A couple of Evil Angel titles here, obviously. Darko's got one, Anal Experts also there. Jules Jordan's got a couple. It's interesting to see a Black title against a Tushy title in a category that you might not necessarily think a Black label would end up. DP Me 9, that's a great series. So there's some really good, and these are heavyweights. Very little filler in this category. 10 movies, and all seem very, very good. So that's a really, really solid category. Best Series or Channel. Again, we mentioned last time they've added Channel to Best Series to kind of indicate that they are expanding into newer distribution models. Anal Cuties from Hard X, Anal Models from Tushy, Craving Anal from NSFW, Manuel Opens Their Asses from Jules, Mix Anal Pantyhose from Bam Visions, Perv City University, Anal Majors from Perv City, Porn Fidelity's Up My Ass from Porn Fidelity, Tattooed Anal Sluts from Analyzed, True Anal Access from True Anal, which is Stepped Up Evil Angel, and Tushy Raw 5. Now, the Tushy Raw is kind of a new brand. It looks a lot like the Blacked Raw. It's combining the really high-end stuff that the Lansky imprints have, the really gorgeous-looking footage, along with cell phone footage to give it sort of a raw feel. It's interesting, and it's good. It's kind of, for those of us who've watched a lot of Blacked and Tushy over the years, it's excellent, but like anything, it does have a formula to it. And adding something new to that formula, I think, has really sort of rejuvenated both the Tushy and the Blacked labels. Again, I haven't seen all of these. We're still very early in the process for me, but some of these series are great. The Hard X stuff, Anal Cuties is a good series. Combines nice teas with good anal sex. Two Mix Anal Pantyhose and Perv City Universities. Those are also sort of Evil Angel imprints. Manuel's got his own. Porn fidelity stuff is always interesting. And yeah, there's some good ones here. Good series. Best anal sex scene. I always kind of wonder, how many of these do we have to watch to pick the best? And what makes it the best? Is it just the anal sex that we're looking at as being the best? Or is it anal sex within a context of a scene that's fantastic? And maybe if somebody wants to be a guest, maybe we can actually get down to that sort of porn reviewer minutia. I know for fans, a lot of it's going to be how much you like the performer. We will see if the scene that I mentioned up above is in this. I'll bet it's not. Big Wet Asses 28, Gia Derza and McBlue. A Day to Remember, Naomi Swan, McBlue. Dread Up Your Ass, Kiss of Sins and Dread. That was from Dread Up Your Ass 2. Ebony Anal Cream Pie, Nomi Billis and Manuel Ferrara. Emily Willis, The Anal Awakening. Emily Willis and Ramon Nomar. That was from Leigh Wood. Fucked Up Anal Fantasies, Lola Faye and Small Hands. Karma Approaches Anal with Caution, Karma and James Dean. Layover from Porn Fidelity's Up My Ass 3, Lindsay Sweet and Quentin James. Relentless, Deeper, Vicky Chase and Marcus Dupree. And then Slut Puppies 14, Jane Wilde and Steve Holmes. I've seen some of these, haven't seen others. We may have to come back to some of these because I think there are better scenes within the movies themselves. I mean, in Dread Up Your Ass 2, they did the Kiss of Sin scene. And again, keeping with our rule here, we certainly don't say that anybody doesn't belong on the list. But for me, I'm shocked since that one is on the list. I'm really shocked the A.G. Applegate, or especially the Say a Song scene, is not on the list. Those scenes were absolutely fantastic. So again, I think you can get down to who your favorites are and what your favorite scenes are, but this is still a pretty fantastic collection. Best Anthology Production, Angela Loves Women 5 from AGW, The Cosplay Experience from J-Rock, Divine from Wicked Pictures, really great movie, Fucking Aggressive from Kelly Madison, Perfect 10 from Red Light District, Performers of the Year 2019, Elegant Angel, Sacrosanct Now from Deeper, Secrets and Seductions from Bellessa, Sex Addicts Anonymous from Pure Taboo, and Vegetarians from Evil Angel. Our first real mention of Angela White here, and we've gotten to podcast number 2 before we started, so those of you playing the drinking game are, you know, falling way behind. There's some good stuff here. Performers of the Year 2019 is an Elegant Angel series. I love that series. I'm sure when I see the movie, I will enjoy it. Divine, I really liked. So the two that I've seen that I really enjoyed the most are Divine and Angela Loves Women 5. So we will have to see how the rest of them play out. I think it may be safe to say that that may be Angela's first win. She's very popular, and that was a great movie. Best Anthology Series or Channel, Artcore from Evil Angel, Axel Braun's Nylon from Wicked, Club Vixen from Vixen, Come On My Tattoo, Burning Angel, Future Darkly, Pure Taboo, Carl's World from Tough Love X, The Motor Bunny Club from Adam and Eve, Tales from the Edge, New Sensations, White Box from Let's Do It, and Wood Rocket, Pornhub Premium. Interesting. Some of these are web series. The Future Darkly stuff is really popular. Artcore is really interesting. All of this stuff is very... There's not a lot of traditional stuff here. Tales from the Edge has a lot of different stuff to it. A lot of the hot wifing stuff that New Sensations does is in there. A lot of same room sex in that one. Come On My Tattoo, of course, is a Burning Angel series. It's been around for a while that really focuses on, you know, body art and sort of the alt-girl filth that Burning Angel has been doing for years. Interesting. Interesting collection. Okay, so we'll dig deeper into that as we go. Best art direction, of course, this is a fun thing for me. When you review as many movies as the voters do, as I do, you start to look for things beyond just the same stuff. When you can recognize the house and you recognize the outfits that performers have worn, you just start to get a little tired and you start looking for things like art direction. Captain Marvel XXX from Axel Braun. Confessions of a Sinful Nun from Sweetheart, that's part 2. Derelict from Kink, Divine, Wicked Pictures, Drive from Deeper. Future Darkly, the complete series, Game of Bones 2 from Wood Rocket. Love Emergency from Adam and Eve. Rocco's Time Master, and Three Cheers for Satan from Burning Angel. I really loved everything about the Captain Marvel parody. I did. It was really nicely done. It has good art direction, but honestly, Divine was just beautiful. If you get a chance to watch that, it was really gorgeous, and it stands out to me. I like Confessions of a Sinful Nun 2. I really like the script on that one. I'll have to go back and kind of watch again for the other. I wasn't looking specifically for art direction necessarily. Future Darkly has a really cool look to it. But honestly, I think Divine is going to be tough to beat. Drive is a movie we're going to talk about a lot from Deeper. Stars Angela White and Maitland Ward. It's going to be really, really tough to not give that movie several awards. It could win this one as well. Again, I think I was watching there for the sexual intensity in the script. The art direction is still very good. Best BDSM production. This is a genre that I think often gets shortchanged because I think so few people review it and really understand it, and that includes me. I think I have more of an understanding than I used to. But again, I also think it's very specific. So when we as critics are watching movies, we're trying really, really hard to be objective. But the bottom line is, if something just doesn't work for us, then it just doesn't work for us, and it's going to be a chore to watch it. So in this category, Bound by Mistress Julie 3 from Julie Simone, Chelsea Submits from Trouble Films, The Collector 6 from Bizarre, Delirious Hunter from Wasteland, Marcello Strapped and Punished from Severe Sex, Girl Crush 3 from Deviant, A Hot Wife is a Happy Wife from New Sensations, that's number 3, NYC Domination 2 from Julie Simone, School of Submission Kristen Scott from Kink, and School of Submission Victoria Vox from Kink. So again, I think you're looking at really different movies. The Julie Simone stuff is very specific, very BDSM specific, and not mainstream BDSM. The School of Submission stuff, it is BDSM specific, but they go out of their way to take mainstream adult stars, Kristen Scott, for example, which makes it, I think, more palatable to a vanilla audience. Now, that's not a bad thing. It's just a very different thing than what Severe Sex is doing with Marcello Strapped and Punished, where that is the male star being strapped and pegged is the focus. And that's going to be a more specific audience than watching Kristen Scott. And even more so, I focus on that because I will watch anything she does. And even if I'm not interested in the particular BDSM flavor of a particular scene, I'm going to find her interesting and want to watch the entire project. A Hot Wife is a Happy Wife, though. That's really more mainstream. Now, it is a specific genre or a specific fetish interest, but to me, that is far different than the stuff that Trouble Films does, which is very much aimed at a queer audience and a BDSM-loving audience that absolutely is outside of the mainstream and the vanilla. I don't know how we fix that. I'm not even saying that it's broken. I mean, to say that the nominees are varied is not a bad thing. It's just sometimes hard for mainstream adult critics to differentiate in a way that some people would think fair. I think you probably would have some people in this genre who would say it's not fair if you're not into bondage that you're going to compare that to a Hot Wife scene where you're going to have beautiful New Sensation style sex and big time stars where the girls get blindfolded and have sex in front of their husband. Very different feel than watching Marcello get strapped and punished for 2 hours. So I think that's kind of interesting. Interesting distinctions there. All right, we'll do two more. We'll do the body parts. Best big bust production. So this is going to be a single project. Beautifully Stacked 6 from Pure Passion. Big Tit Office Chicks 6 from Devils. Bra Busters 9 from Jules Jordan. Busty Petite 5 from Team Skeet. Gazongas 2 from Wicked. I Love My Sister's Big Tits 9 from Digital Sin. Rocco's Abundanza 7. Stacked 9 from Hard X. Top Heavy Sluts from Evil Angel. And Triple X Big Tit Rubdown from Digital Sin. Obviously, if you like breasts, there's a whole bunch of them here. Bra Busters 9 from Jules Jordan was fantastic. Stacked 9 from Hard X was really great. Triple X Big Tit Rubdown is a really good movie. It's really great looking. It's got the massage theme. It works. I like that one as well. There's some good movies here, for sure. I think those are probably going to be among your favorites. Gazongas 2 was nicely shot. I'm not sure the sex measures up to some of the other ones, but again, different audiences going to find heat in different places. And now, best big butt production. Big Anal Asses 8 from Hard X, Big Black Wet Asses 16 from Elegant, Big Butts from Sex Unfiltered, The Booty Movie 8 from Archangels, I like that one, Bubble Butt Babysitters 3 from Lethal Hardcore, Double Duty Booty from Belladonna, Dread's Big Booties from Jules Jordan, that was a really good one, Nacho's Big Asses, Thick from Jules Jordan, and White Booty Worship 4 from Elegant Angel. You've got some in here that are sort of themed, like the Bubble Butt Babysitters that Lethal does, and the Big Black Wet Asses obviously is for black women and their big asses. There's a lot of good stuff here. We'll finish it up. White Booty Worship 4 from Elegant Angel. Again, I end up watching all the Elegant stuff at the end of the year. So we will do one more because we're still on good time. This one I think is a good one. Best Blowbang Scene. So you got your oral gangbang, basically, for those of you who are uninitiated into the deep code speak of these awards. Angela White, Dark Side, Jules Jordan video. Bridget B, Spanish Fuck Doll. Eliza Ibarra's First Blowbang from Facialize 6. Gianna's First Blowbang from Hard X. Interracial Blowbang 18 from Dogfart, Valentina Nappi. Interracial Blowbang with Karma. Ivy's First Blowbang from Hard X. Lola Faye's First Blowbang from As Above, So Below from Burning Angel. Mr. Salty's Backroom Blowbang Adventures from Azani, Ella Knox. And My Wife's First Blowbang 3 from New Sensations with Vera King. As with all of these scenes, how much you enjoy the scene is going to start and largely be dependent on how much you like the performers. Then you can move on to how good the action was. That said, the Angela White blowbang from Dark Side is perfect. It's perfect. Angela looks great. The scene is beautifully edited. It is perfectly paced. The male performers are on point. It is just fantastic. It does not get any better than that. Period. The rest of this category is filled with excellent, excellent scenes. The Bridget B scene from Darko, really, really outstanding. Truly great. The Valentina Nappi from Dogfart, she is so beautiful and so energetic. That was a fantastic scene. I really liked the Ella Knox scene. That was one that I watched earlier this year. The quality is different. It's definitely not as high end a production. The male talent is not as A-list. Ella looks fantastic. The action is dirty. It is well done. Really, really good stuff. Some of these other are also really good. The Gianna Dior First Blowbang from Hard X, really good. So it's a really good category. The Angela White scene just stands out, and I think it should be an absolute slam dunk win for her. Not her only one, certainly, but I think it is one of the perfect scenes from the Dark Side movie. Not to give away later categories, but that one's really great. So that's about it for number two. We will start next time with Best Boy-Girl Sex Scene, which is kind of a big one. Once again, I really appreciate your feedback. If you've got anything to say, questions, comments, suggestions, am I talking too loud, talking too fast, talking about things you don't care about, missing stuff you do want to talk about, let's talk about it. Give me that feedback. I want to thank everybody once again for listening, and I hope you all have a great day. Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2020 AVN Awards podcast series. If you have a question or a comment, anything that you like or didn't like, anything you want to go more in depth with, I'm looking for your feedback. Either drop the feedback below in the comment section or send me an email, raj@rajreviews.com, or DM over on Twitter. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Until next time, go do something nice for someone.